This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Voting is underway for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling is being held in 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Voting began at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 6 p.m. Nearly 26% voters had already cast their votes by 11 a.m. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate will be locked in EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Maneka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipender Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti are also in the fray. Over 11 crore voters are eligible to vote in this phase across 1.14 lakh polling stations. Simultaneously, polling is being held for 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the third phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for Karnal seat in Haryana and Gansari constituency in Uttar Pradesh are also taking place. Campaigning continues for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said elections are a big celebration in democracy and an opportunity to inculcate the values of democracy in the minds of future generations. In an interview to DD News today, Mr. Modi opined that government or political party should give an account of their work to the public. He said that he takes any form of criticism very seriously. Mr. Modi will be on a day-long visit to Bihar today. He will address 3 public meetings in Patna, Rohtas and Buxar districts. Mr. Modi will also hold a rally in Ghazipur constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister and BJP leader Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Salempur, Balia, Chandoli and Varanasi constituencies in the state today. On the other hand, wife of Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, Dimple, and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will hold a roadshow in Varanasi. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. In Uttarakhand, the portals of the famous Sikh pilgrimage site Gurdwara Hemkund Sahib in the Chamoli district were opened this morning for devotees with traditional rituals. Thousands of pilgrims were present at the Gurdwara on the occasion. To ensure the safety of pilgrims during the initial days of the journey, only 3,500 devotees will be able to visit Hemkund Sahib each day. India's foreign exchange forex reserve jumped $4.54 billion to a new all-time high of $648.7 billion for the week ending the 17th of May. This is the third consecutive week of increase in the overall forex kitty. Severe heatwave conditions continue to grip the north and northwest region of India. With a consistent red-orange alert, the India Meteorological Department has forecast severe heatwave conditions in most parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat for the next 2 to 3 days. Yesterday, highest maximum temperature of 49 degrees Celsius was recorded over Phalodi, West Rajasthan. India Met Department today said that the deep depression over the east central Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm by this evening. The IMD in a statement said Cyclone Remal is likely to cross between the Bangladesh and West Bengal coasts tomorrow midnight and become a severe cyclonic storm. In view of this, heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to occur in West Bengal. Coastal areas of North Odisha may also witness isolated heavy rainfall. An extreme rainfall warning has also been issued in some areas of the northeastern states. In archery, India bagged a gold and a silver medal at the World Cup Stage 2 at Yecheon in South Korea today. The Indian compound women's team comprising Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami defeated Turkey's Hazal Burun, Aise Bera Suzer and Begum Yuva in the final to win the gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.